In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. They are enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is ruin. Their God is the belly, their glory is in their shame, and they mind the things of earth. I marvel, brothers and sisters, that even now, when these things are taking place in our midst, we who are believers continue to believe and persist in believing that we can somehow have compromise with the world in which we live. Of course, the truths of our faith have never, nor will they ever, admit to any form of compromise. But now, especially in this age, which has given itself over to its belly, glories in its shame and in its sin, and minds only the things of earth, compromise is simply not an option. The world does not want what it is that you offer to them. Even more so, to go even further, to be even clearer, as Scripture reminds us, the just man is a rebuke to the unjust. The world in which we live is not only content to allow you to be who you are over in your little corner in the world must eradicate you in order to continue to give over to its shame, to its belly, to the things of the earth. They will not be complete. They will not be satisfied until any and all obstacles have been removed from their path, which is only unto themselves. It is a ruinous and destructive path again and again and again. And if we aren't convinced of it by looking at the world in which we live, then all we need do is look at our own sins. How often have we persisted in doing things our own way, doing them in our own manner, pursuing our own will, only to find ourselves being brought to ruin yet again, worse off than we were before. And if we had managed to give ourselves completely over to God, we would have been able to rejoice that truly understanding who we are and whose we are, and recognizing that even as we toil and labor here on earth, our citizenship is complete in heaven. And so my question is not a rhetorical one, but one I want you to ask and answer. Why do you persist in trying to compromise with the world, one foot in and one foot out, trying to somehow make friends with everyone when they don't want to be friends with you? I'm not saying we have to pursue and become enemies. I'm not saying we always need to be on a warlike footing, but we also have to simply let go of understanding what it is as our place in the world. We indeed are God's suffering servants, but we also are God's redeemed and holy ones, lifted up in the mystery of the Lord's cross. There is no reason to doubt in the power of God. Therefore, there is no reason to fear men. Therefore, there is no reason to compromise with men. It is the truth, and only the truth, that sets us free. It is the truth of Christ and the perennial teachings of Holy Mother Church that brings us peace. We know that. And how do I know that we know that? Because we are making the choice to be here, to worship in this particular manner, and the sacrifices that we have endured to be able to worship here. If you are willing and able to make these sacrifices, then you must be open to continue to make all the sacrifices that are attending with embracing a life of traditionalism. We don't hate the world. And in truth, we don't even reject the world, if you will, in common parlance. Instead, we embrace the reality of Christ and Him crucified. We rejoice in the mystery of God and Holy Mother Church. We find our peace not in the ruin of mankind, but in the triumph and the glory of God. And we celebrate that triumph, not as our own, but God's, into which we have all been invited. And so when we are confronted with difficulties, and in truth, more often than not, we are, when we find ourselves rubbing up against the world, when we find ourselves tempted to want to compromise with the world, think back to the power of God. God present in you in the most holy Eucharist as you receive Him. God present with us now in the tabernacle, and God's power to conquer sin and death once and for all. the faith of this leader. He comes to the Lord not when his daughter is sick, but when she has already died. And all that he asks is that he place the hands of the Lord upon her, and indeed he believes that she will live, and that's precisely what happens. This is not fancy. This is not a story told to make us feel better. It is the foundation of our life in faith, which means practically, brothers and sisters, when you are beset with temptation, when you are suffering with difficulties, when you are trying to avoid the cross instead of willingly embrace it, remember the power of God. Only a little is needed. The hem of a garment, the touch of a hand, the power of God to lift us up and to transform us. If we seek compromising with the world, then all that is left for us is to embrace in joy and peace the glories of God. And then we will live truly in joy and in peace. Now, to be clear, lest you believe I'm selling you a bill of false goods, this does not mean that your life will be absent of difficulty. Quite the opposite is true. Since we know that Satan prowls about the world seeking the ruin of souls, he will never be happy when those who are lukewarm or mediocre are set on fire by the power of God and truly pursue truth. He will come after you with greater intensity and greater vigor. But because you are armed with Christ, you will be able to resist him well. We believe, brothers and sisters, that Christ has conquered sin and death once for all. That means he has done this for you. So therefore, do you live your life reflecting this confidence and this power in the Lord? And again, not a rhetorical question, but one that we must ask as we rise in the morning and prepare to take on the world, one we ask in the evening in our examen to make sure that we have lived rightly with God. And then day after day, we are able to put together moment after moment where our confidence and our trust is in the Lord. We contemplate the things not of men, but the things of God. And we understand it is only from him and with him and in him and by the power of Christ in the church that we find our peace. Peace, brothers and sisters, not just the absence of difficulty, not just resignation to the world, but a true and abiding peace that rests in our hearts and our souls and gives us strength to do so much for ourselves, yes, but just as importantly, as God has so willed and desired, that we be instruments of the transformation of the whole world. This can be done. It is being done. What it is that we do here Sunday after Sunday, day after day, in the community that we have forged is living testimony to what God can do despite what men may throw at us. No reasons for doubt or fear or confusion. Find your trust and your confidence in God, the God who has conquered sin and death once and for all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.